If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. One of the biggest problems our country faces is sexual brokenness. Everywhere you look, anything goes sexually in our culture, or at least so it seems. Everything seems to be against God's word, and even many people in the church struggle with sexual issues of one kind or another. Well, our guest today is a man who has a 38-year unbroken record of being sexually healed. His name is familiar to many of you. He is Dr. David Kyle Foster. He has written several books, and his newest book is called Sexual Healing, the Reference Edition. So I'm eager to find out more about this book, and let me start by welcoming you, Dr. Foster, and thanking you for taking time today to be on my podcast.
Thank you, Steve. It's a great honor to be on.
Well, I know that you've had success with some of your books. You also have a television program. I kind of want to hear all about your ministry, which is called Mastering Life Ministries. Your own book is called Love Hunger. And as I've told you privately, I have read most of the book, and now I'm eager to go ahead and finish it. I remembered meeting you at National Religious Broadcasters several years ago and became fascinated with your story. Now, you wrote the book called Sexual Healing, which was published 14 years ago, and now this is Sexual Healing, the Reference Edition. You told me that it's over 500 pages. Tell us about the book and why you wrote it.
Well, this book is the culmination of all of my years of not only being healed myself from massive levels of sexual brokenness, but teaching leadership training over the years. I'm an adjunct professor at a number of seminaries. I've taught it at Asbury and Trinity School for Ministry and Wagner Leadership Institute. So this book brings together all of the healing that I've received and how the Lord led me through it, plus how leaders can do the same more redemptively.
Now, over the span of your lifetime, you have seen a lot, you've experienced a lot. Your book talks about how in the 1970s you were actually an actor and you experienced sexual brokenness in your own life, as many, or maybe I should even say most, people have. So just describe a little bit about what you came through and how you found sexual healing.
Well, around the age of 7 or 8, I was probably sexually abused. I had all of the signs of it. I became suddenly sexually obsessive and suicidal during those years, and that's generally a sign of sexual abuse. I ended up having an addiction to masturbation and then pornography, which just got worse and worse and worse over the years. Tried to take my life several times. I felt very unloved and unaffirmed by my father. Then when I went out to Hollywood, I was already out of control. And then Hollywood, I was continuously pursued by leaders and even heads of studios for sexual purposes, and ended up getting far deeper into those lifestyles than I had ever been. And then finally in 1980, I was fed up with Hollywood. People love you there as long as your career is doing well, and then they forget you the second afterwards. And it was just empty. I was really looking for love, and it wasn't there. And so I decided to go find Jesus, because I didn't like the Father, but I loved Jesus. So I got on a plane, flew to Israel, and Jesus just met me there and just radically saved me and transformed my life. Then I flew back to Hollywood and got started from there, went off to seminary at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, got my MDiv there, and then some years later I got my Doctor of Ministry at Trinity School for Ministry.
Now, during that period, we've seen the rise of what is now called the gay movement. In 1980, when you flew to Israel, that term was not very prevalent. I'm not sure I even had ever heard that term. And of course, during that period, we've had the rise of the internet and everything that that's brought. Are there any bounds at all to pornography nowadays, except maybe child pornography or anything like that? And then, of course, now same-sex marriage has been legalized, and there are portions of the church, even the evangelical church, that seem to be affirming the gay lifestyle as if it's okay. Yet you were healed of this lifestyle, if I'm understanding you right.
Well, after I got back from Israel, I went to see a pastor at Hollywood Presbyterian Church. And back then, you're right, there was nothing. There were no books, there was no support groups, no ministries. Counselors didn't have a clue what to do. And so it was like me and God every night, kneeling at the bed going, okay, God, what do I do? I'm being tempted to do this. I don't understand this. And I was kind of forced into developing an intimate relationship with God the Father. And that is the key to permanent transformation. There's a lot of programs out there that are really good that deal mostly with man-centered psychology. And a lot of them are very good and they do a lot of help. But if you don't develop this intimacy with the Father through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, all you're going to end up with is a maintenance program. But God is offering a transformation program. And so that's what I sat down to do. I remember the first week after getting saved, kneeling at the bed and saying, you know, Lord, I can't drive down Hollywood Boulevard without stopping in that porn store. And he spoke right back to me, don't drive down Hollywood Boulevard. So at first it was very simple and rudimentary, and somebody who's bound in sexuality can't even see the simplest things. Another night, I was complaining, and I said, God, these things are tempting me horribly, and I'm not sure I can resist. And he said to me, why don't you name the demonic powers, which you're under the control of still, according to what they're tempting you to do, and cast them out in my name? So I thought, well, that's a unique concept, but I did it, and I said, demon of pornography, leave me in the name of Jesus Christ. And it worked. Within a week, I named all the things that were tempting me, and within a week, the power that those temptations had over me was gone. The demons had left, and I, for the first time, I was able to say no to them. The temptations still kept coming. The demons were gone, but the temptations still kept coming. But I could say no to them. There was a power of the Holy Spirit in me that enabled me to say no. And when you say no with full faith that Jesus is there backing you up, he pours out his power and he makes it happen. So from the very earliest stages, God was training me. That pastor at Hollywood Presbyterian, I remember going up to him and saying, you know, I've been sleeping with 2 and 3 people a night for 10 years, and you're going to tell me to stop, and I'm here to tell you I can't stop. And he looked at me and he said, well, I'm not going to ask you to stop. And I remember thinking, this must be one of those liberals I've been warned about. But as the conversation went on, what he was getting at was, it's good that you know you can't lick this yourself. Why don't you let Jesus do it for you? And I was so filled with faith and joy at the moment, I just believed him. I believed Daddy God would send the power to keep me from falling, just like it says in Jude 24. And that was it. I never acted out in those ways ever again. It was a moment of childlike faith that I've been trying to get back ever since. But that's the rub. Childlike faith in the midst of an intimate relationship with the Father, and he does the rest.
Well, that's a wonderful testimony, and I'm particularly intrigued by what you described as, I would call it, self-deliverance. Not everyone even knows about that, and there are certain segments of the church that, you know, would even kind of poo-poo that whole thing. But had you been taught that? Had you seen deliverance ministry modeled, or was this just something that the God the Father through the Holy Spirit revealed to you?
No, I knew nothing. I was a total pagan. I had no knowledge of Scripture, except maybe the 23rd Psalm. So no, nobody taught me that. In fact, nothing I did out of my own wisdom. I just prayed and prayed and prayed. I sang love songs to the Father every night. And every once in a while, he would interrupt me while I was singing a love song and tell me some key issue that he was going to set me free from. And I remember when he interrupted me the first time, I thought, Lord, I'm singing a love song to you here. Why are you interrupting me? Aren't you paying attention? And sooner or later, I realized that his way of loving me back was to set me free, to show me the roots of my issues and to show me what to do about them. So it was quite wonderful. One of the things I like to say is one two-second revelation, direct revelation from God himself, is worth a lifetime of therapy. That's how powerful his presence is. And a lot of people don't listen to that, even though I'm very adamant about that. In the presence of God with a revelation from God is the way out. And it says that in Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. If you seek me with all your heart, God says, I will reveal myself to you.
That's a beautiful scripture. And getting back to the deliverance, you know, there's a time in the New Testament where a man was delivered of demons, and it says the house was swept clean and they came back seven times worse. So, you know, this has happened. We've all known people that have come to Christ and their lives have been cleaned up, whether it was having to do with sexual issues or drinking or just, you know, general sin, and they serve the Lord for a while and then bam, you know, they're worse than they ever were. You know, sometimes we call it backsliding, but it's almost like the evil spirits come back. What made it different for you for 38 years?
Well, I don't mean to leave the impression that I wasn't tempted from that point on. I was, and you're right. The demons came back with, it was like a horde of wild horses trampling through my brain some nights. This is why the intimacy with the Father has to be continued throughout the rest of life, because he fights the battle for you. And so when those temptations came, I had to turn to him immediately and fervently for deliverance. I remember one time I was invited to speak at a church in Orlando, and it was a Pentecostal church, and they put me in a hotel that was surrounded by strip clubs and porn stores. And I remember thinking, oh man, this pastor doesn't have a clue what, you know, people like me go through with these battles that Satan keeps throwing at me. And so I entered it was a good hotel, but I entered my room and there were two porn magazines stacked up neatly next to the bed. And I thought, well, the maid obviously thinks the guy who left them here is coming back. And then I said to myself, and this is 10 years after I got saved, I said to myself, well, I haven't seen this stuff for 10 years. It's probably a lot worse than I ever looked at. And maybe I should just take a glimpse at it just to know better what I'm preaching against now. And I began to open one of the magazines, and the Lord just thundered in my mind, and he said, Satan is trying to take you out. And when he said that, I said to myself, oh, David, you're an idiot. Of course he is. And I threw the magazines into the trash can, and I stomped them to the bottom with my foot. And the Lord just was delighted with that. And he said to me, I will crush him under my feet. And it was such a wonderful, marvelous moment, because even though I had almost failed in that area, he had rescued me. And he had rescued me because of that ongoing love relationship that we had. And he knew my heart. He knew I didn't want to go back to it, but that I didn't have the strength in myself. And he filled in the gap.
Boy, that's a beautiful story. But let's talk a little bit about your book. Who is going to buy a 500-page book on sexual healing called Reference Edition? Is this for pastors, counselors, or who did you write this book for?
Two audiences. I wrote it for the sexually broken person, and the one who has tried everything and nothing works, it's for them, and they will read it. But I also wrote it to equip the church to do the ministry of the saints. I wrote it so that it could be a reference book that a pastor or a ministry leader would keep on their shelf and consult whenever somebody came to them with a particular problem. They could read that chapter. I have chapters on child predators. I have chapters on sexual abuse victims, on porn addicts, on homosexuals, on transgenders. So I cover every major area of sexual brokenness. And a leader can just consult it when he's in need of it. And so it's for both leaders and the person who is dying to get free.
You told me that your ministry has over 10 years worth of television programs. Describe the program and tell how people can access this material on YouTube.
Well, the TV program is called Pure Passion. As you said, it's been on the air for, we produced 10 years of programs, and it's still on the air through the Christian Television Network, and it's broadcast nationwide on DirecTV and Dish Network. So if people don't have access to those avenues, they can go to our YouTube site, and we have all 800 videos from the TV show in multiple languages. I think we have 13 different languages, Vietnamese and Indonesian and Chinese and Japanese and Spanish and lots of European languages. And so they can go watch the TV programs on the YouTube page. And the address for that would be youtube.com/, I think they put user in there, / David Kyle Foster. Lots of help there. And if you go to our website, which is masteringlife.org, we have all of the videos there, plus we have tapes of entire conferences, dozens and dozens of articles, lots of help there.
Well, that's good, and I know that a lot of the listeners will take advantage of that. Tell us more about the books that you have written and how people can access them.
Well, this book is unique. I don't think there's ever been a book like this, because not only do I cover every major area of sexual sin and brokenness, I also have chapters that lay the foundation that must be laid for the other chapters on sin-specific things to be empowered, for them to work on a permanently transformed basis. And then at the end of the book, I talk about failure. I talk about issues like that, performance orientation versus living by grace. I have chapters on the divine intent for sexuality, how God set it up, and how it's to reflect the marriage between Christ and the church, which explains why we're to be faithful to God and not go outside of the parameters he gave us, and so forth. So it's very, very comprehensive. And I don't think there's a book like it.
And tell people how they can reach you if they would like to get more information or delve into this. You mentioned it, but specifically, what is the website and how people could contact you directly?
Well, if they go to our website, masteringlife.org, we have a store. And if you go to the store, not only do we have this new book, but we have lots of DVDs from our TV program. We also produced 3 feature-length films, one on homosexuality, one on how does a parent, spouse, sibling, or friend of a homosexual deal with their friend's homosexuality, and then our latest one is on transgender disorders. So there's lots there that they can either watch for free or buy on DVD.
Well, this is so important, and we have to get this word out to the entire body of Christ that there is healing sexually. You know, there are a lot of people in our culture, especially in the secular culture, that says that there's no reason to be healed sexually because, you know, all this stuff is okay. In fact, there are some secular sources that actually come against ministries and organizations that try to help people get out of sexual bondage. But you have resources here, a lot online, this new book, a lot of materials, and also a lifetime of integrity. I mean, congratulations to you for this record, this 38-year record of sexual purity, not only for yourself, but the things that you have learned and you've been able to empower other people and help just countless thousands and probably hundreds of thousands of people over the years. So I just want to thank you personally for all that you've done for the Christian community over the years, all that you continue to do. Congratulations on this new book. And thank you once again for being on my podcast. And I'll pretend that I'm Bill O'Reilly and give you the last word.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Steve, because I've been reading Charisma Magazine for, 15 years or whatever, and it is outstanding. It just keeps getting better and better. And generally, I don't read it when it comes in. I stack them up, and then I read 6 months of them all at once, and it is such a rich treasure. So I want to thank you for all that you're doing for the body of Christ, because it's very, very effective.
Well, thank you. I guess we should start a mutual admiration society, shouldn't we, David? But this has been good, and I really hope that as we put this on the internet, as we send out this podcast, the people will share this and get out the word and try to get people to go to the YouTube site and to your ministry website, because there's such a huge need for this. And my feeling is, working in the Christian community for so many years, is that a lot of people feel like there's no hope. You know, it's almost like not very many people are changed. And those who are, the stories don't get out very much. And when they do get out, then people are discredited and on and on and on. But yet, here is a story of victory and deliverance and healing, and it should be an inspiration to all of us. So once again, thank you for being on my podcast, and thank you to my listeners for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.